Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Here's a definition of intruding: to thrust or bring in without invitation. Did you hear that phrase? Without invitation, permission, or welcome. So here's a question we ought to ask ourselves frequently. Who invited you? Who invited you? And people say, well, you know, I don't like all this formality. We just show up. Well, if somebody invited you to just show up, well, you're invited. But if you just assume that everybody is be so blessed by your presence because you showed up, then that's presumptuous and disrespectful. Disrespect, dishonor, just blares into where it is not invited, not asked, not welcomed, not wanted, and just assumes that I know so much and my way is so amazing and that everybody would just want to know it. Did you know the Lord is not this way? If anybody is qualified to just come in and do for you what you need, even if you didn't ask for it, it would be the Lord, wouldn't it? And if anything is needed, it's being born again. Doesn't get any more important than that, and yet the Lord will not. No matter if life and death, eternal death, is hanging in the balance, He will not push His way into a man or woman's life and make them receive Him. Will He? You have to invite Him. What does He say? Behold, I, the Creator, stand at the door and knock. What does that mean? It's up to you whether you invite me in or whether you don't. If anybody, He made us. He made the ground we're standing on. He gives us the air we breathe. If anybody had a right to just come in and say, hey, it's my planet. You're going to do this. You are going to show me some respect in my planet. But that's not Him. That's not Him. One thing we must learn about Him, about our Father God, about the Holy Spirit, about Jesus: you have to invite Him. You have to ask Him in. You have to want Him. Do you hear this, friends? He goes where He's appreciated. He manifests where He's wanted. Do you believe this? It's a fact. Those that hunger and thirst after His things, those that covet earnestly the best gifts, it's obviously they respect these things. Why? Why would you want them so much? Because you put such a high value on them. And those are the people that get filled, get ministered to. Can you say amen? In Luke 14, Jesus Himself quoted from this passage and taught on this. What's the question you should ask yourself on occasion after occasion? Who invited you? Who asked you? Don't assume. Don't presume. Who asked you? Jesus said in Luke 14:8, when you are bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than you be bidden of him. I've seen places where people had gone to great length and effort to prepare great food and tables, and they had dignitaries and they had elders and people. And folks come in, brought their kids in, took the best seats, let their kids get up on the table and pull stuff off before they started eating. Oh, they're just kids. There's no excuse for this. How disrespectful that is to these people who planned this and worked so hard, and you're just going to come in and mess it all up before the rest of the guests even get to see it? Is this dishonoring?
Yes.
Is it disrespectful?
Yes.
Kids do what they are allowed to do. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but you're way bigger than them. Have you noticed that? You're way bigger than them. Children should be made to mind. You don't have to beat them. You don't have to abuse them. You just don't give in. And the reason people say, well, it's so hard. The reason it's so hard is because you're so inconsistent.
Yes.
You keep giving in. And if the child thinks there's a hope, a glimmer of hope, that screaming and yelling will get them what they want, they will do it till the cows come home. And what you have to convince them of is there ain't no way. It's never gonna happen. And when they believe that, they'll quit. Why? No point in doing it anymore. It's never going to get me what I want. Huh? But you give in one time, you have made it hard on yourself and them. Got to be consistent. Our children in the Faith Life family are some of the finest, most respectful. Our young men, our young women, some of the most dignified. People in this messed up world are going to see them as they grow up and meet them and go, wow, I thought all that was dead and gone. Look at that. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Look at how they conduct themselves, how they carry themselves, how they handle themselves. Do you not think people like this will go far in the world? Do you not think people in charge of companies and looking for positions of leadership to fill, these individuals not going to stand out in a crowd of sloppy, potty-mouthed people?
Yes.
They will. It's already beginning to happen. And it'll happen more and more. It's worth the investment, friends. It's worth the discomfort of disciplining yourself and them, holding the necessary conversations, doing the necessary restrictions and whatever, it's worth it. I know it's not always fun. I know sometimes you're tired and you don't want to fool with it. But listen, your child's life, their future, is in the balance. Didn't the Bible say, honor your father and your mother? Because this comes with a promise, doesn't it? That it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. This is big, big, important, important. You don't have to be mean. You don't have to be hard. You can smile while you say no. No, I said no. Don't ask again. No. Yeah, but I just can't stand it when they cry. I just love them too much. It's got nothing to do with loving them. That's you loving yourself. And how it makes you feel or doesn't make you feel is total selfishness. If you love somebody enough, you will make them annoyed and angry with you. You will put up with it if it'll help them. You'll put up with them not liking you if it'll save them and help them down the road. Will you? He said, when you're bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room. Don't blare in there and go to the head table. Look, there's an empty seat. Tell me what the question you better ask yourself. Who invited you? Who invited you? Oh, look. Nobody's eaten that yet. Oh, look. Oh, look. Do we live in a loose world? Go for all that formality. Just do this, just do that. Yeah, but the looser you get, the more disrespect, the more dishonor. And you watch it. All these people that are they're proud of how loose they are, because how free we are. These are also the folk that's going to be slapping each other in a couple hours. You watch and see. Oh, they're so free. Somebody's going to get on somebody's nerves being so free. Huh? You're so free, you're in my business. Right? And you can see the people fighting and they're mad and they're upset with each other. And these same people that are so free and you're not hung up with all these so-called formalities, then they're also the ones that have these knockdown, drag-out fights and yell and scream at each other on a regular basis. It goes together. Oh, that's just normal. That's the way I grew up. That don't make it right. Some things have been lost, we talked about. For multiple generations now, they can be restored. Do you want your kids to go through all the yelling and screaming and fussing and fighting and all the junk that some of your folks have been through? Or you want to have them have a life of a home filled with peace where they go for months at a time and not a cross word is said? Come on, are you listening? This is not a fairy tale. This is available to every child of God. Why? Because they respect the Lord. They respect each other. They respect their kids. They respect their employer. And because they show so much honor to God by honoring Him and man, what's God doing? Honoring them with favor and protection and blessing and His presence. And so it's like living a dream. It's not a fairy tale. The Bible said you can have days of heaven on the earth. Oh, it won't be exactly like heaven, but you can have days where it's feeling close.
Yes, amen.
Huh? Can you? You can. You can. He said, lest he that bade you and him come and say to you, give this man place, and you begin with shame to take the lowest room. And when you're bidden, go and sit down. When you are bidden, that means you were invited, right? When you're bidden, go in. Don't put yourself out front and center. Don't intrude. Hang back. Be out of the way. Is this being respectful?
Yes.
Stay out of people's way. Hey, it doesn't mean, you see, people have thought, well, that's the way timid people do. No. You don't have to be timid to be respectful. You can have plenty to say if anybody wants to hear it. And ability to do if anybody wants you to do it. But enough respect that unless they ask you to, you don't presume. You hang back. You let people know, I'm available. I'm here. Man, I can wash. I can dry. I'm a good garbage toter. Hey, I'm here. And if they don't call on you, stay out of their way. And be happy about it. Don't sit over there and sulk. Well, I could be doing this, and I could be doing that. You could be happy.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
It's me.